If the list is not affecting you, it's not on there, add it to the list. Because just about anything you can imagine becomes a way to put you in bondage. There's lots of things that you can fill in the blanks of what causes you to be enslaved. Food. I've read many books about how to lose weight, and the first thing you got to do is accept that you're a slave to food. Yeah, I am. So if you give me a nice plate of something good, I'm going to eat it. And do I need to eat all of that? No. I can probably eat half of that, but I don't. I eat the whole thing. And we become slaves to something that's going to separate us from our mission, so to speak. So freedom is, there's a price to be paid for freedom. This passage in Galatians really says a lot. The freedom, brothers and sisters, only don't let this freedom be the opportunity to indulge in self-impulses. In other words, don't become free, only become a slave to something else. So freedom is not free. You got to be very careful how we treat the gift of freedom. God has given us a gift of freedom. You've heard of people being in prison for years and years and years in prisons, but yet they discovered freedom. They might have been in bondage by a human, but they were yet free. They possess the spirit of love and of freedom. So we can go through life in the pursuit of freedom and yet only fall into bondage again. My fear is not just in this country, but a lot of countries we are giving up our freedom for a form of slavery. And it's very dangerous to let someone else take away your freedom, because you're no longer free then, are you? But God says through the scriptures and when Paul was talking to the Galatians that you can forget about all these self-indulgences, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, presence, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against things like this. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have been crucified the self with his passions and his desires. Enjoy the fruits of love. Share the good news of the risen Christ with Jesus Christ. And be free in spirit. Let us pray.